Ever been ghosted after a date? Let Cosmo and Cat call him. Hook up or hang up.
Presented by Silverball Arcade Bar.
On the Cosmo and Cat Show.
Christina's with us, Cat, for Hook Up or Hang Up this morning. First of all, good morning, Christine. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning. All right. So tell us all about the latest with Adam.
Okay. So he is the latest getting best to me of anyone I've ever met, but he seems worth the effort to me.
And so what makes him worth that effort?
Well, I had a really rough breakup about a year ago, and he is literally the best thing that's happened since. So he made me feel really pretty, which was so nice.
Aw, so he gave you a lot of compliments or just
said
a lot of nice
things?
Yeah,
he definitely appreciated like that I put effort into my appearance, but he also seemed like he just really liked me too, which was great.
That, what is a genuine like that? That's a very good thing. So a little spark for sure. So then the date went how'd it go?
Yeah, it checked all the boxes. We laughed. We agreed it would be great to get together again, but it's been more than a week and he hasn't answered me. So I think I should probably just give up.
No, not yet. Not yet. We got one more chance. One more chance right here. Yeah, it's only been a week. I mean, if it had been like a couple weeks, then, you know, I might have more bleak outcome in mind, but I think we might have a possibility of saving this. So did anything stand out? Like, did you have an awkward moment, something that would make him feel uncomfortable or disagree on anything? Or
not really. I mean, I put in my profile that I'm divorced, which I learned the hard way that no one likes having that be like the bomb that you drop on date one. So he was teasing me that I don't know the name of a seven-sided shape, but who does?
I don't know.
I can't even remember what it is.
I totally have to Google that one.
Yeah, right. Hey, Siri, what do you call a seven-sided shape? All right, well, let's just try and call him while a song plays, and I'm going to look up what it's called, and we'll see if we can help you get another date with Adam, okay, Christine?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Did your date never call back? Have us call them. Hook up or hang up.
Presented by Silverball Arcade Bar.
This is the Cosmo and Cat Show. Ever been ghosted after a date? Let Cosmo and Cat call them. Hook up or hang up.
Presented by Silverball Arcade Bar.
On the Cosmo and Cat Show.
Christine, you there still?
I am,
By the way, a seven-sided shape is called a heptagon.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
I got to write
sure,
it down.
No problem.
This time.
Yeah, right.
I bet you're going to feel complete now that you know this information.
Yes.
Well, just in case it
I
comes
do.
Up again, if we get Adam on the phone here and it comes up again, now you know. You'd be like, heptagon, sucker, I got you.
Yeah, I win.
All right, here we go. Mute your phone, and we're going to call Adam.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay.
Hello?
Is this Adam?
Yeah, it's me. Who's this?
Hi, Adam. It's Cosmo and Cat. We're on Y107 radio and do a morning show. And I would love to have you join us for a quick relationship segment that we do.
Is this like a good thing or a bad thing?
I mean,
it depends.
Hopefully it's
a good one. Christine reached out to us and asked us to call you because she would love to see you again. So we just want to know, are you in?
I'd say let's give that a year.
A year?
A year? You think it only lasts a year?
Oh, no. She won't be ready for anything for at least a year.
Why do you say that?
In my personal experience, anyone who blames 100% of the relationship issues on the other person, they're full of it.
But you just met her, though. How did that even come up?
Yeah, she just kept going on and on about her ex-husband, and since he was the one who wanted couple therapy, she told him he should go alone. I asked her why she was opposed and, like, what was her part of the breakup, and she just flat-out said it was 100% on him.
Okay. I mean, every marriage is definitely, we don't know all the exact details, right?
I told you it was a starter marriage.
Okay, this just got really weird.
Well, Christine's on the line with us.
Clearly.
starter marriage, though, Christine?
Yeah. Like, my ex wanted me to keep my job, even though he made more than enough to support us, and he refused to help me pay down my credit card debt. So that is literally all on him.
Yeah, you just confirmed what I realized after our first date. We are not a good fit. I want to wish you the best of luck. Cosmo Cat, thank you. I'm going to get the rest of my day started.
Okay.
Oh. Well, hold.
No, he gone.
Did he hang up?
Yes, he did. He did.
Okay. Well, sorry, Christine. Maybe it sounds like, I think on first dates, I know when I was dating people and they would just sit there and talk about their ex the whole time or seem really angry and emotional when they talked about them, that kind of was an indication that maybe they won't be ready. So maybe not talking about your ex as much or anything, or not really bringing it up or talking much about it, maybe that'll help.
Yeah, I mean, I guess this is like a learning experience for me. I didn't feel like I came across bitter, but I guess he did.
I mean, certainly let them know that you're divorced, but then just leave it at that. Like, it's in the past. I don't want to talk about it anymore. We're moving on.
Yeah.
And then maybe, you know, down the road, third, fourth date or whatever, if it keeps working out, then you reveal some more.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, take it slow.
Yeah.
Best of luck.
Thank you.
Yeah, and hey, at least you know now what a seven-sided shape is.
I know. I learned. This is a great talk. Thank you.
Yeah, so add heptagon somehow into your dating profile on Match, and good luck.
Thank you.
Look at all the math geeks.
All right.
Did your date never call back? Have us call them. Hook up or hang up.
Presented by Silverball Arcade Bar.
This is the Cosmo and Cat Show.